Looking north from the Santa Rosa Plains, we can sometimes see the distant white plumes of steam rising from the mountains, particularly in the mornings. The geysers have been there for ages, providing the namesake for the nearest town and, more recently, a sizable share of the region's electricity.
As far as developed geothermal facilities, it's the largest in the country and probably one of the largest in the world. We have about 725 megawatts of capacity in the geysers. And the steam field area covers about 40 square miles.
A 24-year veteran of the geothermal industry, Bruce Carlson is the Director of Environmental Health and Safety at the geysers, now operated by a company called Calpine, which taps the steam rising out of the rock thousands of feet below the surface to spin the turbines that generate the power.
We get 300 to 600 degrees Fahrenheit, and we're about 1 to 2 miles deep. As we drill down, we'll get many different zones, and they could be different temperatures, and sometimes one zone might produce more than another. So there can be some changes, but it's pretty constant once you get it going.
The biggest variable, Carlson explains, is the amount of water that percolates down into the rock to get turned into steam.
The water down in the resource was being depleted. The rocks are still very hot, but the water, which actually creates steam and brings the heat to the surface for us, was being depleted. There wasn't enough recharge coming from the outside. So the output of the geysers dropped dramatically. It peaked at almost 2,000 megawatts and then dropped precipitously down to where we are today.
But since the wastewater pipeline from Santa Rosa to the geothermal field went online in 2003, providing some 4 billion gallons of additional flow yearly, Carlson explains they've been able to standardize the output from the steam fields.
Now we're not just harvesting, we're actually managing the resource by injecting water in appropriate locations and then seeing that steam from that water show up in production wells that generate electricity. I would say between the wastewater, our management practices, and some design efficiencies that we've put in place over the last 5 to 7 years that collectively all of those probably represent about a third of the megawatts we produce today.
Could it be more tomorrow? Carlson says that's something that Calpine is currently investigating.
We've been doing a lot of drilling over the last year, defining some underutilized areas of the geysers resource into the north. We've actually defined two possible locations for two new power plants, and we're still confirming the steam resource in those areas to see if the power plant is possible.
But whether they expand or not, Carlson says the geysers will remain a reliable source of green energy for decades to come.
We will see some amount of decline over time as the resource changes, but it's here for a long, long time. I'll be retired, you'll be retired, my kids will be retired, the geysers will still be running. So it's a sustainable resource.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.